This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning. I am Ifeyemi Andrew. It's now 8 minutes past eight. The Morning Crossfire conversation kicks off. Very interesting, as you may know. The federal government and ASUU bill to meet today. What would come out of that meeting is a very fundamental question. The strike has been on for what? Say almost 6 months now, since February. Some people on some of the national dailies put it as ASUU impregnate students. Well, it's 6 months pregnancy now. We're waiting to see what happens. Are we going to see some sort of agreement today? If not, what happens next? It's the big question. There have been talks of protest. We had one that was organized by the NLC before. It was a nationwide protest. After that protest, we thought perhaps things would be expedited, would see some speed in the whole negotiation process and an agreement would be reached as soon as possible. But it turns out that has not been the case completely. And now there are talks that another protest just might erupt anytime soon. Well, I'll be having that conversation now. And joining me to do that is Comrade Abiodun Aremu. He's the deputy chair, the member of the Joint Action Front. And they've also been calling on the organized labor in the country to immediately begin preparation and mobilization for a warning strike and a nationwide protest. What would this solve? Well, we'll find out more as we make progress with the conversation. Hello, good morning, Comrade Aremu. Good morning to you. I'm pretty sure you're having a swell time, and Lagos is doing you fine this morning.
The whole country is sick because of the responsibility of the government.
Right, now that we started on that note, let's just get into the conversation proper. If we say the whole country is sick, at least we're focusing on one part of the country at the moment. The ASUU strike is still ongoing. From your perspective, there's a meeting that's to be held today. Do you think there is an end in sight?
I think the most important thing, because you see, there is nothing really to negotiate. The issues are clear. It's simply an act of impunity and irresponsibility of the government. Because for labor, there is already an industrial relations opportunity which compels employers, the regulators and the workers through their union to go into negotiations. You see, the questions of public funding of education is not negotiable. Since 1992, there was a substantive agreement, which means that they will periodically, every 3-4 years, you see, there should be a review to get it of the negotiation. Because the prevailing economic environment, cost of living, you see, are a factor on why there should be negotiation. The universities are not the way they are now, as they were before. So it presupposes that there should be refurbishing, revitalization of the university system. So there was a commitment, there was an agreement in 2009, even to get to 2009 agreement. It was a struggle by the academic staff union to insist on the on that agreement. And the agreement was simple. How do we sustain our university? Well, universities operate within the context of global competitiveness and standards. So what are the needs? You see, because these are part of things that leads to what we call the needs assessment. What exactly does the university system need? In terms of personnel, in terms of standards, in terms of infrastructures, what are the needs? You see, and there was a 2009 agreement that tried to approximate, you see, in physical analysis and assessment, is an economic assessment of what the university system needs as of 2009, which was 1.3 trillion. Because all were dictated. What are the laboratory requirements, the classroom requirements, the science equipment requirements, the furniture requirements, all those things were taken. And in terms of the standard, you see, as to teachers, lecturers, students, ratios, book facilities, all those things were taken. You see, and the assessments of our 174th university, you see, led to that 1.3 trillion. And it took pressure. So there was an agreement. Once there's a negotiation, there's an agreement. And once there's an agreement, the next is to implement that agreement. It's sad that between 2009 and today, that's already over 12 years of that agreement. It took only Jonathan government, also the pressure of that struggle that lasted close to a year for them to implement a part of that agreement by paying 200 billion to cover the cost of some of those needs. So with the same argument of government, there is never money to the government. You see what's at stake. And the government committed, okay, we commit this fund periodically. You don't need any other prompting because there's no point in renegotiating it. So I've committed 200 billion in 2013. So if they have been committing a lump sum regularly, by now, we should be even talking of variation of that agreement between me and you. 1.3 billion in 2009. Isn't the same value that we have today? But because you have a government that is simply irresponsible. And let me tell you why the government is irresponsible. To implement those agreements.
Mm.
And ditto, every agreement have with various sectors of the education, various unions, the educational sectors. These funds are not for the unions. These funds are for the system. These funds are not the salary of all the teachers, which are also in separately. This government is in its 8th year now. The government has committed in all up to 100 billion to this agreement, this present government. Last time, it committed 30 billion for something university. So that is the issue.
Mm. Well,
so what ASU is simply demanding, honor this agreement, pay, demand this agreement. It's simple.
But what we're having today, according to the ASU national president, what we're having today is a renegotiation. It's not coming for...
And that is the point. You see, that is the point I'm telling, that there is no basis if you have a government that is responsible to renegotiate. There is no point to review of that agreement.
So would you say that the government is not being serious?
The renegotiation that is going on is to make government respond. Okay, how do you want to start paying? I mean, there's an agreement that has to be implemented.
Mm.
So when you are talking of renegotiation, it's not a downward review. It's the basis of need. In fact, you have to value that agreement. It's not the same amount as it was in 2009.
But the government, on its part has said it can't borrow, and then the economic situation and realities on ground would not afford it enough resources.
Of any government. Why do you have a government? You want to run the economy as a government. You want to run the party as a government. So there is no basis for such a government to exist, even such a state. That's why you have a government. But when you run the economy, you see, on the basis of private interest, that's what we're having.
Mm.
Majority of those in government today have their children in expensive schools abroad. And ask, where are the sources of their funds? Surely for public wealth. There's hardly any of them that live on their private income. It's public wealth. So each time they tell you there is no fund. What simply means is this: we cannot fund public welfare. We cannot fund public education. We cannot fund public aid. But there is always money to loot to fund their private interest. So that's the exact point.
Okay. Now, the talk of a protest, Labour had one before, and many expected that after that protest, we would see things expedited. But as it stands now, it's now counting 6 months. In fact, ASUU had to extend the strike by a couple more weeks. Out of that 4 weeks, 2 weeks already gone. We have two left. Another protest, do you think it would perhaps cause the government to begin to see the need to act swiftly?
It's not just the questions of a protest. It's just the future of a society at stake. That's the point.
But would the protest make the government act?
That's the issue. You see what is at stake now, and that's what we must see beyond. It's not an ASUU versus the federal government. It's the people versus the government. In terms of how should our resources be used, Nigeria is rich. Nigeria is never broke. But if you assemble 100 Nigerians alone now who have stolen the country dry, you can get more than 50 times the demand by the Academic Staff Union to revitalize the university system. We saw it recently at presidential primary, including the ruling party primaries. You see, where ministers who total package in 4 years, official package, is not up to 50 million. Buying nomination form and just 100 million. That's not nomination form. Not the campaign, not the sentiment. Where did they get those money? The official currency in the country is the naira. Where did all those dollars come in the presidential primary? So what is at stake goes beyond the ASUU. ASUU is only being a responsible union, you see, pathetic about the interests of our country. The university where the children of those who have visited the rest of the country are attending, and then the same standard that you have here, why are they paying those public resources? They are not their personal resources. Hardly any of them in government have not lived on public resources. The president inclusive. The president pay any form of private fund for all the training he has had on the public rest of this country. You can name all of them. So the question really goes beyond ASUU. It is not for university lecturer. It is for our future. How many of their children are in schools? Tens of thousands of Nigerian poor children are in school. That is the issue. And that's the problem we're having. The people will see it as their fight.
So the warning strike by Labour.
Have demand, you get it. That's why they have demand. That for Labour, you get it. No, we're also part of Labour. There is the need to take this issue, that part, beyond ASUU. It's not an ASUU federal government problem. It's a problem of whether the country will move forward or not.
So what effect that would have?
Who controls the economy and for what purposes?
Okay.
So that is the thing. So you don't run an economy where your children can go to school abroad. Where do they get all those money? So let any of them now that are in government now prove the sources of their funds. So Nigerian funds must be used for Nigerian interest. That's basically what people are demanding.
But what we're trying to...
You cannot provide the populations...
Comrade Aremu,
yeah.
What we'd like to hear is this call for a mass protest, a warning strike, the effect it would have, would it cause any change to occur? Because we've already had one, and people would say, we haven't seen the government even take a look at you know, this demands as urgent as it should.
So, you see, my brother, that is the point that we are talking about. Everybody see this as a problem of two fighting. It's not a problem of two fighting. It's about the future of our country. How can we have the children in schools all for 6 months? You have undermined the futures of those children. They are our children. Every nation thinks about its future. What is development? Well, you cannot develop your own capacity. So you want to start promoting Boko Haram, promoting bandits, well, that's the result you get. Neglect education. What do you get? You have insecurity. More 25% of the budget is being used to address the issue of insecurity. Whereas you are creating security. You take people out of school, is that not insecurity?
All right, Comrade Aramu.
What's the current budget? What's 25% of the budget?
All right, Comrade Aramu.
You don't have a government which is focused
we would have to.
All children of school age must be out of the street.
We have to interrupt you now. We need to go for a very short commercial, Comrade Aramu. When we return, the conversation continues. We'll also look at the protest calling for payment of salaries, increase in minimum wage, etc. Just stay on the line. We'll be right back. Nigeria Info, don't touch your dial.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, here we are. Ifeyemi Andrews, my name. Conversation continues. Yep, ASU, federal government meeting today. Meanwhile, Joint Action Front has called on organized labor to immediately begin to prepare and mobilize for a warning strike and a nationwide protest. A lot of things. In fact, the protest and or strike is supposed to also be used to make demands for payment of old salaries, pension arrears, review of the minimum wage, reversal of the petrol and electricity price increase, etc. You even heard my guest, Comrade Aramu, while speaking, saying the agreement as you even entered with the federal government is at 2009 and the monies that were to be paid. If you look at it, the economic condition now doesn't equate to what that money would have been able to do at that time, which means there might just be a need to even pay more. Well, my guest is still with us, Comrade Aramu. We'd have to get back in touch with him and continue with the conversation. He is the secretary of Joint Action Front, Abiodun Aremu. We'll get in touch with him shortly and continue the conversation. In the meantime, we'll go on to our WhatsApp portal and take your messages, 0809-030-6416. The question is clear. Federal Government ASU meeting today. What should we expect? Do you see any positive outcome? The strike, any end in sight? That's the question. On Facebook, Victor Marcus says, good morning, my people in the studio. The question is, can the federal government meet the requirements and conditions of ASU? The answer is yes. If one accountant general is accused of embezzling a whooping sum of 80 billion naira, then what stops us from taking these politicians and getting them to pay ASU for our children to return back to school? This government, to me, has little or no interest in education at all. Ogwo Jones says, it's an act of greed on the side of ASU to be comparing their pay with politicians and other agencies. He also says, As you have a retirement year of 35, politicians are elected and appointed. Federal government can't use the whole year's budget for ASUU. More so, ASUU can't determine their own payment system different from other civil servants. They can't as well sit down and increase their own salaries by themselves. These are comments that were made by the Minister for Labour and Employment, but then wasn't verified by both parties. So that's also another thing, because ASUU said that that's not what happened and that's not what they did. So it puts us in that position now where we're forced to begin to see who is telling the truth and who is not. Stephen Igbudu says, in as much as the government will be blamed for the ASUU strike, the agency too must take some part of the blame. ASUU has contributed nothing to the development of the economy. A visit to various universities today, one will find out that TED Fund have been celebrity of ordinary painting without an advancement to education. They're shouting today and let the money be paid. You will see lectures completing the buildings while some will get new cars. Another thing that we should make clear is the fact that if the money is paid now, it's not being paid to ASUU. It's paid to the universities. So it's not like the lecturers are, and ASUU lecturers are not basically, I don't think all of them are part of the whole university, council. So I think there's a lot of information about how this works that people need to understand, so we properly know who to hold responsible when we do not see things go how they need to go or ought to go in the system. On WhatsApp, remember, send messages to 0809-030-6416. This one says, good morning. I dreamt ASUU called off the strike today. I think the strike may be called off today. We have a Joseph with us. Let's see how that goes. This one says, good morning. ASUU and federal government meeting today. In fact, federal government is making a mistake. All these billions of naira donating to Nigeria Republic for vehicles, etc. Why not use the money as part of payment to ASUU and see if they won't call off the strike? Their children are abroad schooling well. I blame the students and labor union because I remember those days, but now no student can come out to protest. Too bad. We're just suffering and smiling. Williams Nodim Amaku from Rumaholu Pipeline sent in that message. Comrade Aremu, good to have you back. Yes.
Okay.
So quickly, in the next few minutes, let us understand some other demands or some other suggestions that were made in that statement calling on Labour to embark on the protest and strike. It says here that the general strike would also be used to demand payment of old salaries, pension arrears, review of the minimum wage, and reversal of petrol price and electricity hike as well. Cost of electricity. My question now would be, the government has always said the economy, the Russia-Ukraine war, global economic situation, inflation is, yes, on the high, we know. Would this be a good timing to begin to make this sort of demands?
You see, the situation we have in the country is at crossroads. You see, a general strike by labor is an awakening that our future is mortgaged and we have to redefine the country. And defining the country in terms of who controls the economy in the country. Because, you see, economy is the base. It's like you want to do a building. You are building. You have a foundation. So what purpose will our economy serve? That's the point. And that's the question about why we call on labor. You see, the ASUU strike is like a wake-up call. And to further demonstrate how irresponsible any government can be, for 6 months, on a substantive agreement. Because the point is that this agreement is not new. It rests on the foundation. So that foundation itself, and that's the point of this strike. That in the next 5 years, the university system can be shut by government like this. And they won't bother. Well, you need to see the fanfare at the presidential primaries. Because the question you must ask yourself, a country is broke, and there was that kind of funfair. And where are those funds coming from? And that relates to other parts of the economy. The national productive forces that we have today, in terms of energy, in terms of food, is under private control. You see, and that's the point about private interest. Private interest about greed and profit. It's against public interest. As long as their children can go to schools extra, they can fund it to any extent, but with which fund? That's the central thing. So a general choice says a political statement that come. This is not just about the trade union. Tell me of any union in Nigeria today, unless public union, that government is not defaulting in collective agreement. But the point about state labor relationship is also in the interest of industrial harmony. Let's have a collective agreement system. Collective negotiation system. But when you negotiate, it leads you to an agreement. When you have an agreement, you implement the agreement. So, under a rule of law, this government is lawless. But you are the one violating the agreement. You see? But this government now, where there is anarchy, they run a subsector. When the bandits issue a threat on president's life, they are not concerned about the army providing security. Because the security of the nations under the army is not about the president. It's about the people. Because the president now wants to be secured. The people are not. So when you have policies that promote insecurity, that is what you are having. Assuming all the children now turn into arms, reasonable arms, not bandits. Then they will not shout they are bandits. Because you are losing these resources. You neglect education. You neglect healthcare. These are basic demands that every citizen must have in any society that he calls his own.
All right, Comrade Aremu, we do not have a lot of time, but how soon are we looking at having this protest? Is there a plan for it ongoing already? Do we have a date? How is it going to work? How are we mobilizing?
That is why I said it's not a protest. Let me tell you in simple terms. The situation we have in the country today call for a national reawakening. What you cannot take, you must not take it. There must be time, enough is enough. No country run on a rigid timetable. You get it? No country run on a rigid timetable. If your country is not moving forward, you determine what to do. That is why you have in other countries that people are not waiting. This is not about the 2023. Because the same thing you're going to be playing with. You know, for that study, our life will continue to roll like 1 year ball. You get it? That's what they are doing. It's running our life like that, demeaning us. So let none of them talk to us about protest. If we didn't fight the military, would they be talking of the so-called democracy they are talking today? How many of them came into the public square to engage the military? The campaign and that struggle. You see, that is why the labor movement, which encompasses not just the trade union, there are all categories of working people. You know, you see what runs in the economy is a multiplier effect. We have had this experience. One of them later became our Senate president, David Mack. As Minister for Communication, he was saying that what's the business of students in protesting against hiking fuel prices then? I should say students don't enter transport. I should say students earn income, independent of their parents' income or their guardians' income. But whatever affects the parents' income affects them. So you have cost of living. Why is the cost of living high now? It is that you have a country that is undermining its productive capacity.
All right.
You cannot produce.
All right, Mr.
You have to import oil.
All right, Comrade Aremu, but yes, we get the point.
So the point is about the call for the general strike. You get it. You just go beyond the trade union. We are only calling on a movement that has the responsibility, even before independence.
All right, Comrade Aremu.
We'd have to
conclude here and say thank you very much for your time and being available to have this conversation with us.
It's a pleasure speaking to Nigeria.
All right, thank you very much. Well, we heard from our guests. Now we go over to the phone lines and hear from you. The federal government and ASUU are to meet today. What should we expect? Meanwhile, this was what the ASUU president had to say about the meeting and what possibly could happen. Just listen before we take your calls.
We have not had any serious communication, although they have invited us for a meeting on one issue tomorrow, which is the issue of renegotiation of the 2009 agreement. They are reduced to wages, not wages. It has to do with the system, do with funding, the structure, the autonomy, and other issues, and how to raise funds to fund the university. That's where you have the agreement. But the government has seemed to be reduced to just salary alone. Because if they had looked at the whole content of that agreement and implemented it, they would not be talking about funding. That was how the issue of tech fund arose in 1992. But they don't bother. This said don't bother. They want to blackmail her with funding, with salary.
The issue of IPs and UTAS have been put to rest because the tests have been done. As I agree with the chief of staff, UTAS will be implemented. You see, if this government is serious, this strike will not last 1 or 2 weeks. We feel sad because what they're going to do now, if we resume tomorrow, in the next 4 years, I cannot go on leave. You know why? I'm going to cover the backlog of work that I should have done while on strike. If you look at in the past 50 years, I'm not ever going to leave. If we go to that meeting tomorrow and government said what you negotiated, we are willing to sign, I'm tripping this off.
All right, so you heard the national ASUU president speaking there. Professor Sodeke says if the government is willing to sign the agreement that they've entered into earlier, well, the strike will be called off immediately. Well, will that happen today? We'll wait and find out. Only the end of the day will tell us that. And now let's get on to the phone lines and let's hear from you. 0817923003 0817923003 0817923003 0817923003 0009. ASUU strike, federal government meet with ASUU today. Do you see any possible resolution? If not, what should be the next step? Remember, ASUU had extended by 4 weeks. 2 weeks already gone. We have 2 weeks left. The strike has entered its sixth month. What should we expect after now? Emmanuel is calling from Rumolumeni. Straight to the point, Emmanuel. Good morning.
Morning. My expectation between the federal government and ASUU is very high. Reason being that our children have been at home for a number of months. And with the whole thing and the way things are going, I'm praying that there will be a soft landing between the two parties, the federal and the ASUU. The thing have lingered. I just pray that the federal will do the needful by yielding to, because from what ASUU is saying now, you consider and know that their previous demand by the events of things and the economic situation today are no more visible. So there will be one or two adults. But I pray that the federal first listen to their first demand and there be a way out, if not for any other reason, for the sake of the future of our children, so that they can go back to classrooms and start learning.
All right, Emmanuel, thank you very much. William from NTA is on the line. Okay, I think we lost that call. William, you'd have to try again and get in touch with us. Ogundu is on the line, is calling from Oburikwere. Good morning, Ogundu.
Yeah, good morning, Femi Andrew.
All right, tell us your expectations.
I want to categorically say that your guest said something that the ASUU issue with the federal government is not the government against ASUU, but the government against the people. I want to discountenance that, because if I have a son or a child in a federal institution and I pay the house rent of 1 year, and at the end of the day, 6 months has gone out of that 1 year, what we are talking about is about 170 to 180,000 naira house rent. And you tell me that ASUU is fighting for the people. What we are seeing is this. He has made mention that the government we have is lawless. No doubt about it. The government has failed the people. No doubt about it. Knowing that the people are involved, the masses are involved, any time, any month, any year that goes, it tells on the people. What will ASUU do, or what can ASUU do to help the people? That is the most important thing, not telling us that he is fighting for the people. As far as we are concerned, ASUU should try and shift that sword, because 2009 and 2021, 2022, the revenue of the country is no longer the same. So what we're asking is, please, please and please, they should shield their sword, or else this government, I don't think, need to listen to them. Thank you very much.
All right, Andy from Kumasi is on the line. Go ahead, Andy. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, FME Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Let me quickly say that it is heart-wrenching, it is heartbreaking that a government of a nation will have an agreement with an academic group in 2009, 2021, that has not been implemented. Negotiations, renegotiation, alignment, realignment, and the citizenry will blame the academic group and not the government. Is there anything that is worse than that? It is our students, it is our children that are in school, that are not in school. This same government, we see them parading their children in UK, United States, Ukraine, everywhere. But when it comes to our own, our children, then we say we should blame ASUU. ASUU has been politicized. Who did this to us? What happened to paying this money piecemeal? They say it's how many billion? You pay 10 billion this year, pay 10 billion next year. Consistency. We will not be here. But they refuse to do it. Then the citizens will go and blame ASUU. Who did this to us? Thank you, my brother.
Andy, that's a very big question. I don't think I have the answer. David from Yenagoa on the line. Go ahead, David. Less than a minute is what you have. Go on.
Greetings to you, Andrew.
All right. Greetings to you.
For me, my expectation is very clear. I am expecting to hear that indeed federal government and ASUU have finally come to an agreement, and that ASUU has said they have called off their strike for the children to go back to school. That is my expectation. And
okay.
Also, I'm still wondering, how can an employer tell an employee how he's going to pay him? That is a very big issue. No matter how we look at it, the UTAS and ITPS issue is one of the major bone of contention there. So I'm appealing to ASUU too. We'll have a rethink and begin to put up a soft mind. For federal government, there are certain actions they take that is also provoking the people and ASUU to do what they are doing. I'm still contemplating, how will federal government at this point in time begin to donate or give to Niger Republic that kind of money?
All right, David, that's a big question. Many have been asking, but that's too much we can take on the show. On WhatsApp, Andrew, good morning. I don't expect anything positive from the meeting today. Gift Wallu sent in that message. This one says, good morning. I thank the organizers for their efforts. I wish they narrowed their demands to set a more realistic and achievable demand. This is a text from Games Village. Well, that's the much we can take today. Remember, if the government had done all it needed to do, we might not even need to be paying house rent for students to stay in. Don't you agree? Don't you think? Well, let's see what today's meeting would produce. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew. Have a lovely day and enjoy the rest of radio with us on 92.3 Nigeria Info.